Unit 6. Listening. Page 31. Exercise 5.
What promotional activities have you done?
We've had write-ups in Slimming Magazine, Delicious, most of the women's magazines, which is great. In the FT this weekend, there was a piece about me, which was great. And that's obviously a really high-profile newspaper. So it's just all about, you know, raising awareness to try and, you know, increase sales. In terms of getting new customers, we have one strategy, and that is sampling. The more people that can try the drink, the more, you know, customers we'll get, because it is unique taste. So we do a number of sampling shows. We did the BBC Good Food show last year, and sampling out on the road and pick, you know, festivals or large areas where there's lots of people. I don't have big budgets for advertising, so
I mean, presumably you use your website a lot.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. It's like your shop window to the world, because, you know, the internet brings us all together. You can receive interest and possibly hopefully orders. So yeah. If I looked at that sachet on magazine thing, and you're looking at sort of over 100,000 for a run, and some of the big players, they just have so much marketing spend, and my product is sitting on the shelf next to these big players. How do you compete? It's a real challenge to compete with, you know, moderate budget. I recently did a show at the London Food Fair, where we did some sampling of iced chai, actually, because it's all very well launching a hot drink, but then, you know, what do you do come the warmer months?